The following podcast contains real reviews and the ridiculous reactions of two would-be oracles of the internet. The opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Seriously.
Welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Oh, wow, we have a podcast here. Wouldn't you know it? It's from the internet. It's got comedy in it. I hope you know that much. The comedy, it's based on internet reviews from places like Amazon, Kmart, Yelp. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. Stunning.
It's a real miracle, you know, that there's these people out there that are willing to write these internet reviews for us. The world before internet reviews, dark, desolate,
unknown,
terrifying, really.
Almost.
Right.
Think about what you share on social media, you know, that's a picture into your life that you're willing to put out there, but you don't even realize these reviews are the same thing, you sick freak.
I always like when the hypothetical audience member we're talking to is a sick freak.
You little freak.
Some sort of loon that's wandered their way into the auditorium here.
You're our little freak, though. We'll play to you.
You're just ours. You're just ours. Matt, you got one to fire us off.
I got a bit of a freak review. This is an Amazon review for the 12 pieces reflective nylon breakaway cat collars Bell adjustable small pet dog puppies. There's a lot of buzzwords in there. They're like, keep adding. They hadn't hit their word count for the product title. It's a collar for small animals that is a breakaway collar specifically. And this is a review that comes to us from Lloyd. We read a couple of Lloyd reviews last week. He had colorful nipples and didn't like towel bars that made sounds. So here's what Lloyd has to say about these cat collars. He titles his review, "Cat Loses His Collars, and That's Great." And Lloyd writes, "My cat loses his collar every once in a while, and that's a good thing. You want the collar to come off easily. Cats crawl into tight spaces and climb around. If they get caught somewhere by the collar and it doesn't break away, they could suffocate. These collars are cheap and bright and break away properly. I have bought these multi-pack collars twice now, and I will buy more when I run out. The only thing I don't like is the bell. I prefer if my cat didn't announce his position via the bell. Every time I put a new collar on him, I take the bell off. Which is really easy. 5 stars.
For someone who pictures their cat to be a capable hunter who doesn't need a bell announcing their presence, they sure are scared of their cat getting caught and not getting caught and getting stuck and perhaps no one can find them and they starve and that's bad, but worried about their cat self-suffocating. Just... Well, I'm stuck. Time to take care of business. Let me just crank right here. Right?
Yeah.
The you know, if they did get caught, the bell would help quite a bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if you hear a sudden frantic bell jingling from I don't know, the dryer, like the coil for the dryer that exhausts outside. Maybe you would check that out. Oh, it's the cat in there. It is caught. Oh, the cat is in the gutter.
He would hear that and he would walk away. I'm not dealing with that bell situation.
Don't announce yourself to me. I guess we already know from the towel rack review, he doesn't like sounds where sounds aren't necessary.
He wants the only thing this guy wants to hear is his own tinnitus. You know what I'm saying? He wants no other sound but the soft of silence.
Subtle. The soft little pitter patter of kitty kitty toes.
Yeah, he wants his house to be like a, you know, to literally you hear the pin drop. Not just hear the pin drop, but you hear the bassy sort of echo throughout. Doom, doom. Oh, someone dropped a tack upstairs. Wait, you think he's got a Superman hearing and he just can't control it? You know, it's always too sensitive.
That may explain his concern with his nipple colors, if he's some sort of superpowered entity, not of this planet.
Sure. A side effect of his super hearing is discolored nipples. You know, that's it could be worse. Martian Manhunter's got to be green. Superman doesn't like green rocks. I don't know. But his superpower is also a super weakness. You can just go up to him and go, ah! And apparently, you know, he would just, his eardrums would explode or something. I think this guy lives in a, like a padded room, but not padded because he would hit himself on the wall, padded because he needs that sound dampening.
Yeah. He's not like an audio producer. He needs things to be soft.
Yeah, what's the opposite of an audiophile? An audiophile? An audiophobe?
Yeah.
I think that is literally it. I have this review from Amazon. It just had a certain vibe to me that maybe we can dissect and pick apart like a bell off of a collar. Sunzel Flare leggings from Amazon, crossover yoga pants with tummy control, high-waisted, wide leg. Nancy says, very cute and fit very well. She writes, these yoga pants are adorable. These people complaining about them probably purchased a size down or the size they normally wear, i.e. too tight. That's why they're ripped or separated in near the seams. Nylon is not a stretchy shaft or comfortable as polyester, cotton, or spandex. I saw the pics and read the reviews of the women complaining about the pants. They bought them one or two sizes too small. I normally wear a medium. I bought these in XL. They fit perfectly, and they're adorable. The bell bottom is cute, if that's what you like. I am almost 5'5", and I bought the 30-inch inseam. Even with the shorter length, the pants are slightly long on me. I have somewhat long legs, and these pants run long. The waist is perfect and fits comfortably. Don't buy a size down. They're snug if you buy them too small. These pants are not very comfortable for overweight people. They are not see-through unless they're stretched by excess weight. They are mostly nylon with some spandex, so there is some compression, not a lot of compression. Very cute style, comfortable, and nice fit. Fast shipping. I am glad I purchased them. 5-star.
Some assumptions being just thrown out like fastballs here. Oh my goodness. Reminds me of Carlos Marmol. Like every now and then you get some good pitches, but holy cow, watch out. People be ducking. Yeah, they're not too sure unless you got two fat cans in there. Your big old dump truck butt is stretching them beyond their limits. Holy cow, people are there in the wrong sizes, not like me. I ordered three sizes larger than normal.
I did the proper calculations. I got out the sundial and found that for me, I would need to purchase two sizes too large. If you are a fat person, these are not for you, by the way. I mean, just that detail.
Ooh, harsh in the vibe.
Yeah, I think that's what got me. Overall, the vibes were off here. There's...
Because you're in the review section. You're looking for a specific kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And you maybe expect a certain kind of vibe depending on the product you're looking at. If you're looking at cat collars, you know, there's going to be some hyper-specific details that unsettle you. If you're looking at yoga pants, you think maybe it's probably going to be a pretty chill, pretty positive, self-affirming vibe. Not, hey.
Right.
Better think twice before you squeeze into these.
And my casual athletic wear, I am looking for nothing but positive vibes from that review community. You know, I go in there expecting support, not just from my pants. on my butt cheeks, but from the comments section. And I just don't know if she's doing that support quite right.
No, we're not getting it.
When you take the details too far, when you take it to like, oh, you know, if you're a little round, these might stretch and be see-through. Take it one step further. These are not for Mario. There's lines being drawn in the sand here for other individuals beyond herself.
These are, you don't belong in these. Come on. Oof.
These yoga pants are like Excalibur. They choose the wearer. They'll take one look at your tummy and shrink two sizes.
Boy, it's not like we're talking about a skirt of a certain length and be like, if you're a tall girl, FYI, your butt's going to be hanging out a bit. That's different. People can't control their heights, and the sizing of the skirts doesn't necessarily change the length of the skirt. Yoga pants sizing, all the proportions are going to change as you go up and up for the most part.
Oh, yeah. And these are, you know, they're not just one tube. There's the waist comes up and then it's tighter. There's bell bottoming. There's all kinds of different splay and tightness going if you're into that.
Spend your money elsewhere.
When I'm working out, I like my pooch to hang a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
You want real tight and then real loose.
If my gut ain't giving me that visceral feedback, do I even know I'm working out? I need my gut to be slammed around to know that weight is being shaken out of there. So I start and end every workout on one of those 80s vibrate your tummy band machines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That I'm convinced no one ever actually had, but it was in every sitcom. There was a gag about those. So
it's because it's hilarious.
It's innately hilarious to think you can exercise just by putting a little band over your tummy that goes blah, 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 blah. Do you have a review that'll make me go blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, this one is innately hilarious. It's an Amazon review for Capri Sun Pacific Cooler Mixed Fruit. What is this, like a pack of 10? Belinda Johnson titles her review, "Do Not Buy. Something will be floating around in your drink." And she writes, "I ordered 2 packs for my children, ages 1 and 3. I decided to try one because it's been years since I've had one. I took one sip and tasted complete mold. I became livid. I cut open the juice, and long behold, something is living in my kid's juice. Stop selling this bull crap. Take it out of business ASAP. 1 star.
This is creating a very, very cinematic sort of a scene for me.
Yeah, to add to the cinema, Belinda did attach a picture. Let me send you that picture.
Let me see the creature. Let me see the thing here. Mm-hmm. It looks like
you. To your eyes. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say it looks kind of like some chicken broth.
Yeah, and it looks like somebody just cracked an egg inside of a pouch. Yeah,
you're right. Someone split that open, emptied the contents, and put an egg and some chicken broth in there. So I don't know what's going on.
It's probably not what you want.
It's not what you want, but I don't think, from what I know about the composition of Kool-Aid and their jammers, I don't think when you leave a sugary beverage in a spot for too long, it doesn't become chicken broth with egg. It just becomes
no
sad water with sugar at the bottom.
Unless it's been a real long, if it was sitting in the sun, if you had this sort of incubating in the sun.
Sure. Are you pre-bacon? A little sun-dried Capri Sun, a little sun-dried jammer here. So I don't know if I trust. I don't know if I trust. I think this, you know, I always worried like, oh, I found a chicken head in my chicken nuggets. Here's a picture. It's like, well, you can just put a chicken head in your chicken nuggets and take a picture.
Take the picture.
Yeah, so I don't know how.
Or put some shrimp. That dang. that debacle.
The shrimp.
I'm sure that was what, like 2020. The shrimp and the needles and the trash and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, was it? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Listen, if I found like a live shrimp in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I would be like, man, I just bought this guy's home and took it home to my home. this poor guy found a deluxe Cinnamon Toast Crunch filled condo in the sky, and I'm just disparaging him.
Tearing it up.
But what really struck me about this review is, we always like when people describe their emotions and sort of, they put strange timelines on the emotions they're feeling, I guess is how we would put it. Mm-hmm. She took the drink, and how did she word it exactly?
I became livid.
And she took a sip and she became livid. So it really makes you think. You see the camera just on their face, and they bring up the Capri Sun and they take a sip, and slowly the dawn, the realization, the anger is sort of spreading like ice, you know, during a super freeze through their face.
Some awful 1980s Bruce Banner Hulk split scene transformation of I'm normally not livid, but oh yeah, it harkens back to his eyes got bad,
right? Exactly.
And other such rich turns of phrase.
So after the livening, the full livid has spread through her body, she slams it on the operating table. Gets out, you know, pulls out. She's a character in a movie, so she has like a very cool pocket knife on hand. She's in some sort of facility, you know, because it's a movie, and she dabs the pot. She cuts open the Capri Sun jammer to reveal the chicken egg and beef broth, and stabs the knife in the table so it's standing up straight. I'm telling Amazon about this.
Takes a picture with her camera phone. This bull crap. That was another thing that, for as heavy she was on all caps words and phrases, and as livid as she got, bull crap is as coarse as her language is going to get. Like, your kids, maybe you use that around your 1 and your 3-year-old, but they're not reading the review. You can go harder than that. Unless Amazon was censoring her. I don't know.
It was probably a PG movie that she was in. She didn't get... The 13 didn't offer her the 1 F-bomb. The allotted 1 F-bomb per Amazon review. I still don't believe her. Maybe it's my own terrible brand loyalty to Kool-Aid, but they've never done me wrong.
No, they could never.
It's not like I'm frequent in the juice box aisle these days, but
nor I. No,
but you know, you go visit mom and dad. Little sister's got a couple jammers in the fridge. Well, oopsie.
Don't mind if I do.
A little 5-figure discount in my own parents' fridge. But I do know for a fact, and if this changed, then I would write a review similar to this. If I took a sip of the grape Kool-Aid jammer and it tasted any different than when I was 12, I probably would become livid too and cut it open in a cinematic fashion. I have a quick review before the break. Okay. I don't know. I'll have too much to say about this one. This is a review submitted by Tatiana Bailey. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is from Amazon Canada. Makes it very different. This is for the Westpaw Zogoflex Rumble Small Eggplant. This is actually an international review featured on Amazon Canada. It is from Amazon Japan. Wow, we are jet setting. This is from Yaki Kita. They write, it's out. They title their review, it's out. They write, dogs roll and eat food. With a pretty good feeling, think and eat wonderful things that come up unexpectedly quickly. So they are using their wisdom, question mark? I don't know. 4 stars.
If you don't know, am I supposed to know?
I think Yagi is just presenting a beautiful sort of philosophical question to us with his review.
I guess I like that. That's the kind of vibe I want, maybe.
All dogs do is roll, eat food, have, you know, it appears to him that they have a pretty good feeling when they're doing that, right? We not might mm-hmm. not like roll and eat food as much as them. And any wonderful thing that comes up unexpectedly, they eat it. Is that wisdom? I don't know.
God, that reminds me, there's like this short story. I don't think I've talked about it on the show. It's written like the protagonist is a dog. So it's the point of view of a dog, and they're frantic, like, I'm excited about this thing. Ooh, I love that. Ooh, here, I'm going to run with my friends. I love my friends. We run, and we run through the woods, and we jump over this thing. Ooh. I don't want to spoil it, but it's just like super cool. So look up dog story.
Everybody, turn off this damn podcast and look up dog story right now.
Go read that short story. It'll suit you just fine.
And I trust that story it's some sort wisdom. Of
magical. Yeah, there's a certain wisdom to the dog's mind.
Right. And Yagi's all about that, isn't he? We're going to go ponder the wisdom of a dog's mind. We'll see you after the break.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to... get a whiff of this. I'm just going to call it that right now. It's a segment that is brand new. Maybe we'll do more of it. In the vein of From the Pages of Peterman, wherein, as opposed to reading reviews, I read product descriptions that are styled almost as story-like reviews of that product. Today I'm on the website Imaginary Authors, which doesn't sound like it would be, but in fact is a purveyor of colognes, soaps, candles, and body oils.
Oh, what a totally pretentious name for for that sort of shop.
Yeah, I guess the concept is that each fragrance is quote-unquote a book or a novel.
A story, yeah.
And you can get the beach read set of all their beachy fragrances.
The only scents that I've smelled with stories are horrifyingly disgusting scents. So if they've harnessed that for a nice scent, you know, maybe they're doing something good.
Anyway, I'm going to start with the Cobra and the Canary, because I actually did find a review of this on another website. They don't appear to have reviews on their website, but I found this on another website. The Cobra and the Canary. When to wear this fragrance. Don this scent on hot, hazy weekdays when you can put your life on hold and enjoy a simple luxury like a fast drive in the country. Notes of lemon, orris, tobacco flowers, leather, hay fields, and asphalt. Synopsis. 23-year-old Neil Orris is desperately searching for a getaway ticket from his dead-end job and the decaying Virginia town where he grew up, when a tip from a clairvoyant leads him to a barn housing his deceased father's secret obsession, a pristine 1964 Shelby Cobra Roadster. His first stop is the tobacco farm where his best friend, Ike, is employed, and the two never look back. Aiming for the Palm Springs racetracks and prize winnings that would keep them afloat, their journey is a blur of seedy motels and stiff drinks, cool swimming pools and hot debutantes, burnt rubber and cigarette smoke. Each stop finds the friends inventing new pseudonyms and personas for themselves, their innocent game hurtling them into the throes of decadence and desolation. The Cobra and the Canary. You got anything to say?
The Peterman ripoff is so there. They're like, what if the Peterman catalog was for cologne?
Yeah. Spare you any more commentary. I'll just read this review from the Ministry of Scent is the website. This is a review from Cerise.
That's a sweet name for a website.
Cerise titles their review Car Dealership Smell and writes, "You want to smell like a car dealership? Well, here you go. A leathery new car smell along with asphalt, oil, and tire rubber dominate this fragrance. There's some hay and sweet citrus in there, too. You get iris as it fades. Overall, no thanks. It doesn't give me the impression of driving wild and free on a summer day. It's far more like sitting in the dealership waiting for your car to be fixed. 2 stars.
See, I'm not too into colognes or anything, but I am into, like, nice soaps a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I love going in the nice soap section and finding a nice piece of American oil to lather up with. And that's sort of the fun, is reading their fake scent and just figuring out what the one word normal scent is. Like patchouli, that's a very fancy word I found for orange, for citrus. If it says patchouli on it, it does not mean anything fancy. It means this is orange flavored. You want this, Brent. You like oranges.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very funny that they said, like, oh, this smells like burnt oils and burnt leather, and they listed all those fancy things. And actually, the scent the whole time was just new car scent. Literally, they could have just said new car scent and communicated all that to everyone so much more clearly. The asphalt is a weird... I don't want to smell like asphalt. That's not a positive.
They list some interesting things. On that, like, they give the three, I guess, strongest notes on, like, the product image where you see the bottle and there's three words, but then they give the full notes on the actual product page. So for a city on fire, winterwearless fragrance, the refined smoke accord makes this an austere and luxurious scent for evenings on the town, whether with a special someone or alone and looking for trouble. Notes of cade oil, Spikenard, cardamom, clearwood, dark berries, labdanum, and burnt match.
Spikes nards are in this?
I don't know what spike okay? these things are. Synopsis, a brilliantly dark graphic novel. A City on Fire is the story of two matchmakers. Rupert literally fabricates matches in a factory on the waterfront, while Francis writes a dating column for the city's newspaper.
Okay.
Both are recklesses who haunt the night's shadows, observing clandestine activities from afar but never partaking. That changes one fortuitous evening when they are both witness to the same high-profile murder and are forced to come together as an unlikely vigilante pair in order to save their own names. A City on Fire.
That sounds like the shittiest graphic novel I've ever heard of. I hope the cologne's better.
Oh, God. That cute little matchmaker bit.
It's
whoever.
If you were on a date with someone and they're like, write a dating column and make matches. I literally make matches. Aren't we a match made in heaven? You would just not talk to that person anymore. You'd be like, way to make it weird. For the tab and leave.
That joke kills with your dad, though.
I guess so. It just makes me think this person's never read a graphic novel.
That's true. Graphic novels don't have that sort of tone.
I'm sure there's some somewhere, but they just wanted the cool black and red and white imagery, the Sin City style. Ain't nobody in Sin City making matches. You know what I'm saying? They're busting ass.
Right. <Cha-cha-cha>. how we feel? We want one more, two more?
Yeah, I think we need at least one or two more.
Okay. I'm going to go with the language of glaciers. When to wear this fragrance? Finally, a fragrance for the introverts. This is not to say that you can't wear it out, but it will act like a trusted parka when you do, enveloping you in grandeur and wonder. Notes of white pine, lilac, cashmere, juniper, forget-me-not, blue bugle, and virgin snowfall.
This person is not an introvert. Okay, no introvert wants an actual orb around them when they go in public. That's insane. Introverts don't want to be bubble boy. They just sometimes get tired in social situations.
Yeah, they get sapped.
They need a little recovery after a lot of social time. They don't want to leave the house like freaking bubble boy. That sounds like you would draw even more attention to yourself with your sound orb surrounding you. Let's hear this story, though. I'm sure it's fantastic.
Have you ever stood alone atop a mountain with chunky snowflakes swirling all around? Such is the splendor you will experience within The Language of Glaciers, a romantic epic which reaches incredible heights and inspires one to leave no moment unappreciated. From the stillness of a moonlit snowshoe excursion to the rush of witnessing an avalanche safely from above, the recollections of our unnamed narrator will captivate you the same way the solitary song of the snow owl captivated them. Find comfort in the cold and begin to see the world from stunning new perspectives. Critics have called it a slow-paced story that will burrow straight to the center of your soul and sharp as ice and smooth as a glacial lake. The Language of Glaciers.
I think the funniest bit out of all that to me is getting fired up by seeing an avalanche. I just picture it as, like, avalanche watching as, like, the next extreme sport. There's just, like, a bunch of very 90s ski resort dudes, like, at the top of the mountain, sitting in lawn chairs with a bunch of, like, Mountain Dews and beers and stuff. And the avalanche happens, and they just get all, whoa! Whoa! They're all jumping around and screaming, high-fiving each other. One dude's like, he's like getting so amped up. He's like doing squats rapidly in the, you know, over by himself. Yeah. He can't let that raw energy of the sight of an avalanche from above go to waste. And then they pack up and go home. They don't do any shredding. You know, the shredding already happened from Mother Nature. I bet this one smells really bad.
Yeah, I can't be sure. Brisk, bracing, and uplifting.
This one's good for people that don't like other people.
Yeah.
It's probably not a good scent.
All right, let's wrap it up with Unknown. They've got like this banner on the top that gives three descriptive words that I guess I missed on the other ones, but this one is described as enigmatic, velvety, and ethereal. When to wear this fragrance? At the risk of sounding bleak, this night could be your last. Splash on Oh Unknown and plunge forth into prosperity and joy. Repeat as often as you are able. Notes of black tea, Lapsang Souchong tincture, orris butter, Kyoto moss, musk balsam, sandalwood. Where it gives the three main notes, it's just black tea, orris butter, and ?
That's funny, because this is the clearest scent in my mind so far. This is the one I'm actually like, oh, that one's probably fine. I kind of know what they're going for.
At age 65, when famed explorer and author Philip Sava was given less than a year to live, he set off from his home in Madagascar for parts unknown. Leaving all his belongings behind, he set off on foot, hopped a freighter across the Indian Ocean and wandered into the Bangladeshi wilderness. His journey, which lasted over a decade, took him through Nepal and Tibet, where his exploration turned spiritual, and into rural China, where months of solitude resulted in some of the most confessional observations ever committed to paper. This is the story of a man grappling with the meaning of life as he grasps at life's last vestiges. O Unknown.
See? It's I was sort of in when they just gave me the description of the scent. I was like, okay, I could wear this. But then they give me this stupid story. I'm trying to be confident in my knowledge. You know, I don't need my products providing further mysteries to me in my life.
Mystery of a man given a year to live, yet he lives more than 10 in the South Asian wilderness.
And I'm not talking about the novelty of a mystery airhead flavor. It sounds like this cologne, you know, adds philosophical weight to your life. That's not what I want in a cologne. I want the confidence, not the... Yeah. Maybe there's some a certain confidence in facing the unknown with this cologne on, but...
I guess people are going to ask, if you're a fragrophile, people are going to say, ooh, what are you wearing? You want to be able to be like, you know, it's... you want to be able to say what it is. You don't want to say, it's actually called Unknown. And it's kind of about, like, living when you know you might not be living anymore.
If you're at a fancy wine tasting thing, if you're like doing an audition to be a wine taster and they want you to fill out some like tasting note sheets, if you just put a big question, if you act like the fucking Riddler on that bad boy, like you're not going to get a job. The notes are the opposite of patchouli and ?
Yeah. Well, that's get a whiff of this. We'll see if it makes a repeat as a segment.
That is a wild world. They have to be somewhat successful if their website's still running. So they have to have loyal customers.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a more exciting prospect is finding out what those people are like. I'll have a review. I guess I'll summon one from the ether. Let me. This is the one I'm reading. This is from Amazon for the washing machine cleaner descaler 24 pack deep clean tablets for HG front loader and top loader washer septic safe eco-friendly deodorizer clean inside laundry and tub seal 12 month supply. Some little pucks you clean your washing machine with. Nancy, was my other reviewer by Nancy too? Oh my God. Don't tell me this is the same Nancy. As far as I can tell, this is a different Nancy, but same spelling, same everything. That was
jamming with Nan.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I almost had an existential crisis about that. totally mundane thing, two people being named Nancy. This Nancy titles it No More Stink. She writes, I have an older front load washer that nearly always has a musty odor to it. I have gone so far as to remove all the seals to clean the hard-to-reach area. Every 2 weeks, I clean the filter. I leave the door open so it can dry out between washing. I run white vinegar through it during the tub clean cycle. None of that made a difference. The clothes don't have the odor to them, only the tub. I just was about to ditch the washer and buy a top load machine, but I am so glad that I tried this product. I just saved me from buying a new washing machine. I strongly recommend you give it a try. The product is so inexpensive, it's definitely worth a try. 4 stars.
All right, Nan. Would this bother you? Maybe I'm a simpleton. I feel like I could be all right as long as the clothes come out smelling fresh as Tide or Cheer. That's really all that matters. It's not like I'm having drinks in the laundry room and be like,
yeah,
you know, it smells a little ripe in here.
Sure. Yeah, if the clothes aren't I would be worried that my nose was failing me. If I knew the washing machine smelled, but then the clothes are coming out fine, I would be in public like, who's smelling that washing machine stank on me right now that I can't smell, that I can't decipher?
I'm so used to it by now.
But that being said, I would have to smell the stink. The stink, all variables lie in the nuances of said stink.
Depending on that musk, that funk, if it's funky enough, sure, right. I would have issue.
If she's exaggerating and it is not in the funk territory, if there's no trace of funk to the scent, even if it's a bit of a must or a musk or any sort of M-U-S word,
mush.
I don't know, mush might be borderline, but even then, it could smell a little mushy, and I wouldn't really bat my eyelash. It's just a machine made of metal that water goes through. Right. I think it's going to get a certain rust.
If I can see a bit of, like, googly, gaggly, grimy bits, like some sludge building up on the rubber gasket, if it has a rubber gasket, and I'm like, ooh, it's looking a little scummy, then sure, yeah, maybe I'd want to investigate a bit further. Go through all the hoops and ladders that she's right. tested out to try and get that sucker clean.
Because as far as I know, washing machines do not have cast iron drums. You don't have to sort of what do you call it when you rub oil on the cast iron to flavor? Yeah, you don't have to season your drum, right?
Mm-mm. No.
And the drum hopefully is not imparting any flavor into your clothing.
No, she's doing a lot of work here.
But the proof is in the pudding. There was a stink and now it's not there anymore. Yeah. So that makes me curious to what she was missing. What did this hit that the deep clean process she was doing not hit?
No kidding. I don't know.
Little nanobots in here that seek out the stink with AI and eradicate it?
Alka-Seltzer. Toss it in the washing machine.
It's magic. Do you have a review?
Yeah, I don't know that we'll have much to say on this. other than, okay. I have a Google review for Halftime Restaurant Pizza and Cocktails in Ottawa, Illinois. It's a review that comes to us from Jason Greaves, and boy, is he grieved. He writes, "So they have lasagna on special every Thursday, so we went last week, and it was sold out. So I call ahead before going to the restaurant this week to ensure that they have it. They say yes, they do. And we get there 15 minutes later, and they tell us they are sold out and have been. So I will never patronize this restaurant again. Lying is not good for business, and I will be sure to tell all my friends and family about it." 1 star.
No one lied, bro. The hostess walked in 10 minutes ago, knew it was Thursday, knew lasagna was on special. You called her with some kind of attitude that didn't really make her feel like going the extra mile for your question. And she said, "Yeah, we got lasagna, you idiot."
Lasagna every Thursday.
There's lasagna every Thursday. It's the special, my guy. And if you had come at her, this person with a little less animosity, I think they would have. They would have double checked the lasagna situation. They would have said, "I just got here a minute ago. Give me 1 second to check."
Yeah, sorry. We 86 the lasagna.
Yeah, Timmy Lasagna came in this morning and ordered the whole vat.
Those early bird diners, those blue hairs come in, they know. What is Jason's life like that?
Uh-huh.
He already knows they have lasagna every Thursday.
Yep. Mental note. You know, that is in the vault. You can't get rid of that.
He can't get that stuff anywhere else. And it's so important to him that when he's lied to about it, like it's a cardinal sin.
Right.
I'm never coming back.
He didn't want that lasagna that bad after all, did he? And bro, it wasn't about the lasagna.
you called, you showed up 15 minutes later, they don't have it. Okay, so you wasted 15 minutes of your life.
Uh-huh, sure. I do that every day. I try. You know, I think it's good. Every day you should waste at least 15 minutes, for sure.
It happens.
You waste up to an hour, then you should, you know, start thinking about it, get your shit in gear. But people be wasting time all the time and pretending that they don't. People be yelling at you for being on your phone and then watch like 6 hours on Netflix when they get home. Don't be.
It happens.
Plus, Ottawa, Illinois, even if that is a podunk nowhere Illinois town.
Kinda.
I'm guessing no place in Illinois is not within a 2 hour radius of some possible lasagna.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you could find some good lasagna.
Yeah. If you're not willing to travel a little bit for your lasagna, this guy doesn't even want it that bad. This is a vanity. He only wants the vanity of the lasagna order. You know, how everyone in the restaurant looks. Ooh, he ordered the lasagna. Oh, I wish I ordered the lasagna. Oh, look at the layers. Oh, look at the sizzle on the lasagna plate. He just wanted the king's treatment that is ordering lasagna at a restaurant. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he knew it was on special. Wow. Mm, what a gem.
He came up and went right up to the hostess and asked about the lasagna. Wow. I had to be informed of the specials today. This is a real man of the people. There's a lot of layers to this guy. Yeah, this guy's a loser.
Yeah.
That's reviewparty.com. We got new episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Thanks for making it to the end of the episode. We appreciate you. Hope you had fun. If you'd like to send us an absurd review for us to muse over, just like Tat did. Thank you, Tat. Please send an email with a hyperlink to the review at reviewparty.com@gmail.com and include your name so we can throw you that credit.
Mm-hmm. If you want to reach out to us in some other means, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at reviewparty.com and Twitter/X at reviewpartypod. You can send us stuff. You can just say, hey, you live your life. We won't dictate how you do that. But we'll dictate that you definitely go to reviewparty.com where you can read the blog. You can find new listening platforms because yours is going to crumble under the weight of Spotify or Apple Podcasts eventually. There's just a lot of stuff there. I encourage you to check it out. Oh, wait, we had a new comment on one of the blogs, actually.
Ooh.
We had a comment on the blog. So I ate a whole bag of sugar-free gummy bears, Me, You, and Me Reviews Revisited, in which I again ate sugar-free gummy bears. New comment from Clean Colon. They write, please don't ever try eating half a container of sugar-free Jell-O, xylitol, while prepping for a colonoscopy. I was on the toilet for the next 7 hours and over 30 plus trips.
Ooh.
So, yeah, watch out for that sugar-free. those sugar alcohols can mess you up. That's why you go to our website. You can learn important things just like that.
Right. So, when you eat a gummy bear, that's just a small confectionery, right? When you prepare Jell-O, that is perhaps an entire tray, a true brick that you are consuming.
You can take down a lot of Jell-O pretty easily.
Oh yeah, put a big bowl of fresh pudding in front of me. Mm-hmm. That's done. Not as big on the Jell-O, but I've seen it. I've seen the slurping. I've seen the people put it in front of their teeth and then slurp it, and it's behind their teeth. Witchcraft. Hey, thanks Nosebleeds. We gotta thank them. You've heard their song throughout the episode. It's called Bread for Breakfast. You can find that on Spotify and a bunch more. They're really good tunes. Nosebleeds, one word. I think that's about it. Matt, do you have a review to send us out here?
You know, I do have a review. I have here an Amazon review for Silk Restraint. 100% pure silk restraint sashes, red set of 3 silk restraints.
the way they say restraint a bunch of times, you know, it's like, yeah, that's a cool word that we can't use the other cool words for.
Right. Amazon customer Map2Photo titles their review, "Yep." They write, "They worked well the first two times I used them with my now ex. She kept them, so you'd have to ask her how they're holding up. 5 stars.
That's rough, buddy.